on-deck business loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Special treat on Dwayne's World today. We have the highest profile player manager in the business. His name is Nick Geeshan, and he's in the studio because Adelaide is humming. There's footy fans walking around everywhere. There's a big game tonight. There was a big win last night for Melbourne over the Crows, who were Norton 4. We'll get back to the discussion in a little bit. There's a few calls about Cozzy. Just hold tight, Wally, Scott and Darren. I want to get to that. A few text messages as well regarding that Cozzy Pickett bump, but also Melbourne Footy Club and their turnaround after their round. Their opening round loss to the Sydney Swans. Now, some of the game's biggest football identities have converged on Adelaide. As I said, it is Gather Round, including a host of powerful player agents. One of them is the man I spoke of before, Nick Geeshan from Connors Sports Management. He looks after Harry Sheezel, Harley Reid, Jake Soligo, Clayton Oliver. Off the top of my head, Tom Powell, Colby McKercher, Dan Houston, who I think has his 150th this weekend, and I'm sure many more. Nick, welcome into SEN Afternoons live in the studio.
Thanks for having me, Tom. It's good to be here.
You like the media work, don't you?
Not really. I like you, so I'm happy to talk.
Thank you. You're a good man. You were at the game last night. What did you make of it?
It was at the game with Izzy, yeah. Who's sitting in the studio at the moment, not wanting to be seen. But I thought it was a tight contest, obviously a massive game for the Crows at home in front of all their fans. I thought Melbourne probably weren't at their best off a five-day break, but got the job done. It was a bit scrappy, but... yeah, it's just awesome to be over here this week and, you know, the industry gets together and see so many people and it's really good.
When you're watching a game and you've got a player on one side and a player on the other side, so last night, Soligo and Oliver, yep. Both getting a lot of the ball, yep. Who are you supporting?
Well, Izzy was barracking for the Crows because she tipped them, so she was unbelievably one-eyed Crows. No, I'd honestly just go along and enjoy the game and... those two actually played on each other at stoppage for a while, so I was interested in that. But, just there as a spectator and wanting, you know, obviously the boys to go as well as they can and hopefully not get injured. But I'd love going to the footy to watch the boys.
Give us a call if you want to ask Nick Geeshan a question about player management, the AFL industry, even the, dare I say it, the trade period, which is pretty wild every single year. Give us a call on the Werribee Kia open line, 1300 736 736. Werribee Kia always makes buying cars easy. I want to ask you about Clayton Oliver, because I told you off air, I bumped into him yesterday. He just looks so healthy and fit. And I don't think it's a fair stretch to say that is a far cry from where we were 2, 3, 4 months ago. Max Gawn raised a few eyebrows in preseason when he said, I can't remember his exact quote, but it was something like, I'm starting to become inspired by the Clayton Oliver story. He said it at Bounce in Malvern or Glen Iris, and it was sort of jarring because you thought, geez, what's so inspiring about this story? You know, you've got a guy that's clearly struggling with off-field, the club's struggling with him, he's been injured. But I think Gawn was ahead of his time. How have you seen it play out over the last couple of months?
Oh, just to be honest, Tom, I'm just super proud of just where he's obviously, things were pretty tough towards the back end of last year and... where he was then to like you, I saw him yesterday too, and just how far he's come and the support of the Melbourne Footy Club for Clayton particularly. And even just I was at the Bulldogs Melbourne game round, I think it was round one.
Yeah.
And when he obviously played well that day and I just felt so, like I actually felt quite emotional just to see the support that everyone has given him and the support that he's been shown and, he's in a really good space at the moment and clearly he's doing a heap of work to do what he needs to do to get himself right. But he's a ripping bloke. Like everyone has challenges and struggle from time to time, but he's obviously, you know, doing what he can to get through that. And like the one thing I've taken out of the past 3 or 4 weeks when I watch him and on the TV is just how much he's enjoying his footy. And like you see him celebrating goals and obviously in the rooms after the game, like just him singing the song and just, like he just loves playing footy and being around the guys. So, just really pumped to see him doing well. And obviously so grateful for the work that the clubs, and it hasn't always been easy. Like
no.
There's some tough, you know, there's some really tough chats and all that stuff that you go through too, but really proud of him.
Tough love, wasn't it, for a while? And I'm sure there were a few noses out of joint as well, but is it the toughest thing you've ever had to deal with as a player manager with one of your clients?
Probably. And like, obviously, like he's such a high profile player too. So,
yep.
And obviously in the spotlight and, yeah, and it was pretty hard. But like this, yeah, like I said before, the support that he's got from people in his corner, and even the support personally for myself that, you know, Paul and Robbie and the girls have given me just to help get through that as well, but also that the footy club's given me to try and, you know, help Clary too. But yeah, it's been tough, but just pumped to see him running around enjoying himself.
Must have been busy. Clayton Oliver on one hand, you know, with really difficult, nuanced off-field issues, and then Harley Reid going to West Coast, you know, all the attention around him. I've never seen a draftee with so much attention, a pick one. I guess that's the TikTok generation we live in. But it's wild. He was famous six months before he got even drafted. And now he's over in Perth. How's he enjoying it over there?
Yeah, it was a busy period. But, you know, that's like probably for us, you know, the early part of the season's pretty quiet. And then obviously our busy period is towards the end of the season. You know, you got the trade period, the delisting period, then it rolls into the draft. So it was quite busy. But, yeah, to answer your question, I think it's been a whirlwind for Harley, and there was obviously so much hype around him last year, and I think he's obviously settled in well, and it's been good to see him actually play a bit of footy. And I thought his first two games in particular, he showed like us what he can do at his best. And it's not going to be, you know, especially while the team's, you know, rebuilding and developing, it's not going to be easy for him every week, but I think he's shown us what he's capable of in moments of play. So it's been exciting.
You've got a good decade ahead. Harley Reid and Harry Sheasel. They could be the two best players in the comp in a few years. You must be excited.
Yeah, it's exciting for us and it's exciting for the boys and their clubs as well. Yeah, and they're great kids and they're different. But Harry's, like what Harry's done in, obviously, last year, being in the first year, the fact that he'd never played really in defence before until round one, got thrown in there, had 35 on debut, and then such a consistent player, you know, and just signed on long term, which for him to do that now, I think shows amazing loyalty, and I think North fans should be really excited and proud for him to do that. But yeah, they're going to be fun to watch.
Nick, what does this weekend look like for you aside from watching your players do their thing?
Well, all morning we've been chasing Paul around.
What's he been doing?
Oh, just he's got the exercise gear on. He's got the Red Bull in the hand.
He's got the skins on.
No skins, but he's I think he's clocked up 42,000 steps already. it's a great opportunity for us to, you know, to be here, go to the games. We've obviously got players in town, and just, you know, popping in to see him at the hotel. Like I'd. Darcy Wilmot from Brisbane's, you know, one of ours, and just to be able to see him, you know, so a bit of that, and obviously, yeah, go to the games, enjoy it. Everyone's here, so just to mix and mingle, and it's been really good so far, and we're here till Monday, so we've still got, you know, a couple of good days ahead.
Geesh, we've got a question for you from Mark in Limestone Coast. Welcome to the show, Mark. What have you got?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Hope you're having a great day over there. I was just wondering, I saw some news, I don't know if it's fake news or not, in regards to player management on Matthias Philippou, that out of the top 12 draftees of his draft, he's the only player that hasn't re-signed. Should St Kilda supporters be worried at all?
It's a good question. Yeah, that is interesting. I don't think they should be worried, but every player, you know, makes these decisions in their own way. The fact that he's obviously from an interstate team, he just might be needing a bit more time. He's obviously playing every week. He's nearly played every game since he was drafted. So St Kilda's going well. He's getting good opportunities on the playing. Like, we don't obviously manage Matthias, but, you know, watched him from afar. But I don't think there's any need to be worried. He's probably just working through that in his own timeline, and I'm sure he'll get something done soon.
Yeah, it's so interesting when these high draft picks don't re-sign within a year, because I think, geez, are they going to leave? You know, I think of Jai Caldwell, he left the Giants, went back to Essendon after 2 years. I mean, probably the biggest one was Tom Boyd, who was actually contracted when he went from GWS back to the Western Bulldogs. Can you stick around for one more segment? Is that all right, Geesh? Yeah. Izzy, we're going to get you on after the break as well. Izzy Hardwick's in the studio. It's news and then more questions and chat with Nick Geeshan from Connor Sports. Love that. Love this song. Love Adelaide. Love Gather Around. Love when Nick Geeshan's in the studio. He's got a swagger. He's got a pep in his step because he's got some of the biggest players in the AFL as his clients. And you probably consider them good mates as well, don't you, Nick, given how much time you spend with them?
Oh, I'd like to think they are, but you'd have to ask them. But no, they're, you know, it's a... it's a professional relationship that obviously, you know, we have these boys since, you know, a lot of them since they're 16 and 17. So it's, you know, you go through a lot with them, and we feel like, you know, we try and be a big part of what they do. And it's bloody good fun. We're really lucky to be doing what we're doing.
Some contract stuff. So it's been widely reported that we expect Jamara to stay at the Western Bulldogs. I think it's going to be a short-term deal, 2 years rather than four, which is what I would have thought the Dogs would have preferred, but nevertheless still a tick in their box. But Will Haywood is another one who Robert D'Orazio manages, who's a colleague of yours at the Sydney Swans. His value just seems to be going up weekly. He's a quality young player and a young person. He's actually from Adelaide as well, but I'd imagine there'd be lots of interest from other clubs around the country. How are you navigating this as an organisation?
Robbie's all over that, and yeah. He's close with the boys and working through with obviously their respective clubs first. And it sounds like, you know, talks are underway for both of those guys without going into it too much. But yeah, Robbie's all over it.
Is my mail correct? Is it Josh Rochelle's birthday tonight? And did you get an invite?
Yeah, it's his 21st party tonight.
So, 21st?
Yeah.
You're a bit old for 21st, aren't you, Geesh?
Plus 19, mate. Yeah, had the big 40 a couple of weeks ago.
Did you? Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, it's his party tonight. So, yeah, we'll see how we end up later.
Yeah, okay. Behave yourself.
Yeah.
And a couple of milestones for your players this weekend as well. Dan Houston, 150th. And Patrick Lipinski, 100 games as well.
Both great stories. Dan was one of the last players taken in the rookie draft. And he'd had a really good bottom age year at the Chargers, played in a premiership, and then suffered a pretty bad injury to his hip after his under 18 championship. So slipped all the way through the rookie draft, and it was looking pretty dicey there for a while. But Port jumped in really late and grabbed him, and I mean, he hasn't looked back, and you know, super consistent performer, all Australian last year, so amazing for him. Yeah.
And Patrick Lipinski?
Yeah, grew up a Dog supporter, and I remember a few days after we actually signed him, because school holidays back then, he went to the Bulldogs premiership, and there's this awesome photo taken of him celebrating the Bulldogs premiership, and then obviously they drafted him pretty early, which was a bit of a surprise at the time. And obviously he was at the Bulldogs for a few years, and then, you know, made the move, a couple of years ago. And, it's been great. He's enjoyed the change, and to play in a premiership last year, something I'm sure that he's very grateful for. And 100 games has come around pretty quick.
Many hands like work at these sort of businesses. Connor Sports Management is one of the highest profile management businesses, if not number one. And you've got lots of people behind the scenes doing your work as well. And one of them is Izzy Hardwick, who's in the studio today. She's a bit unsure about being on air, but we've convinced her. Can you tell us what she does, first of all, for Connor Sports Management, and how valuable she is to the organisation?
Oh, Izzy's a gun. And not just Izzy, but we've got Georgie Gardner back in Melbourne at the moment. Another one, Georgie Thorne, who's trying to take some photos of me and Izzy at the moment. But yeah, the girls behind the scenes are unbelievable. They extremely efficient at what they do. Work so hard, and it's a really good team effort. So Izzy's over here basically just supporting Paul, Robbie and myself with anything that needs doing, from, you know, admin to marketing stuff to money, finance stuff. She's a gun, and it's a really fun place to work. We work hard, but we also try and have a lot of fun as well and enjoy each other's company.
Izzy, welcome to radio.
Thanks. Nervous.
How do you enjoy the management space?
Yeah, I love it. It's so good. I feel like it definitely makes a difference having a good team around you, having everyone like Paul, Geesh, Robbie, the big Dogs, kind of follow them around. we're a really good team and I love it. Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Do you want to be a play manager? Is that your aim?
Maybe a hope to be. Yeah, definitely. Something to work towards for sure. I think I've got good role models with all the guys, which have kind of push me to want to do something like that in that direction. Yeah. But yeah, I'm happy as how I'm going.
Do you love footy? You've grown up in a footy family.
Yes.
Do you live and breathe the game?
Yes, I do. My boyfriend is always like, oh my God, you speak so much about footy. I'm kind of the one that drags him along and trying to watch all the games. But no, I love it. Even being here, I'm so grateful to come with all the guys and be here. It's pumping. So it's good.
Who do you support?
Oh, tough question. I like to say two teams. I say my Melbourne team's Richmond and then my Interstate teams Gold Coast.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I'm lucky. Two good teams.
Not Port Power? Port Adelaide?
No. Old Guernsey of them, though.
Yeah, of course.
We've got a few.
So in the thick of it, you know, in the player management space, I'm so interested in it from the outside, how deals get done, the wheeling and dealing, the negotiations. What's your role from that perspective, from a marketing brand perspective?
Yeah, I probably kind of do all the marketing with the girls, like Georgie, both the Georgies really. And we kind of get all the important stuff done, make sure the guys are on top of everything. But no, it's really good. It's a fun industry to work in. It's really good. Yeah. You'll enjoy it.
It's just amazing how many people work in these organisations behind the scenes. So while you're doing your thing, maybe in front of camera or on trade radio, there's so many people working behind the scenes to make sure the players feel comfortable.
Yep.
Now, I remember speaking to a club a while ago and they were explaining how when a player moves into state, what needs to happen to get this player into state, especially if that player has a partner and kids to get them into school. There's so many moving pieces in the geesh.
I remember when it's a good point. I remember when Dan McStay moved from Brisbane to Collingwood and yeah, like your first thought is, all right, the deal's done. And then it's like, well, hang on, he needs to find somewhere to live. His partner, Kelly, needs to find like a work transfer.
Yeah.
He needs to find, you know, just bits and pieces, removal, all that sort of stuff. So there is a lot, but obviously the clubs help out and do a great job with that sort of stuff as well. But like say on Izzy, for example, if we have five or six of our players that have done a deal with a brand, say Whoop, the sports bands, like Izzy will basically, like Paul Robbie or myself might get involved in the deal, but then Izzy is the one that's following up all the appearances, making sure the players are posting, which makes and we're copying all that, makes us look good from the brand point of view. But yeah, like the girls are the ones behind the scenes that are making sure that these deals are getting sort of followed up on and getting done.
And you've got plenty of players involved in that space as well, with Barry's as well, Bailey Smith, which I've seen everywhere. I'm sure a lot of that is you, Izzy, as well. That's been a big project.
Yeah, don't tell Robbie that. No, it's good. No, it's exciting. We're still waiting for a few freebies there too from Robbie. But no, it's good, yeah.
So before I let you go, what games are you going to this weekend?
Well, obviously we went last night. Yeah. We're going to go to a half of the Brisbane North game today. Then we'll go to Port Essendon tonight. I think me and Izzy might go out to Mount Barker tomorrow to watch West Coast. And then we'll go Bulldogs, Geelong tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And then see how we go Sunday. But I was keen to go to the Collingwood Hawks game to watch Paddy in his 100th.
Of course. And next year they're looking for a game at the Barossa Valley as well. So I can imagine there'll be a few people putting up their hand for that. Question for you here, Nick, from Dion in Bentley East. Hi, Nick. Have you ever seen the US TV series Arliss about a US sports agent manager? If so, any similarities to what you do?
No, I haven't.
Do you follow the US sport?
I love it, most of us, but yeah, I love it.
Izzy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for
You're great on air.
Me.
I think we'll get you back. And Nick, you're always good on air. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Nick Geeshan and Izzy Hardwick from Connor Sports Management doing a fantastic job. We'll take your calls after this. More about Cozzy Pickett. Dan Hannabury, a former client of Nick Geeshan, isn't far away. Bryce Gibbs is going to join us as well. Stay with us on SEN Afternoons.